And the thing is, after all these years, I still look back with wonder.
Hey, Wonderlings, Angela Bowen here, the host of Looking Back on My Wonder Years of Wonder Years podcast. How's everyone doing today? It's finally cooling down, which is nice. Yesterday was unbearable. Anyway, we're going to be continuing with the Wonder Years Jobs Edition with the third episode of this segment, Season 6, Episode 4, entitled Sex and Economics, which aired on April 14th, 1992. Kevin is in need of extra cash when his allowance doesn't seem to go far enough. I thought he had a job. What happened there? When Miss Farmer puts up an ad for someone to paint her house, Kevin jumps at the chance, thinking the job will be easy. Yeah, because it's just so easy to paint a house, right? That's why they have professionals for that, Kev. But the task is bigger and more expensive than he could have imagined. Duh. I would never paint a house. When Jeremy and I first moved into our house, we repainted the little family room. And after that, it's like, okay, no more. We are not painting anything else. It's easier to look at things like, I want to paint this, and I want to do that, and I want to do that. And then after we do one little room, it's like, you know what? I think we're done. No more. I mean, I can still see in areas where there are dried paint dribblings on the wall. We were by no means professionals. But I'm going to kick off this episode with the opening quote from this episode. All right, adult Kevin. Narrator. Junior year was a time of exploration. A time for expanding horizons, broadening perspectives, seeking answers to little known questions. It was an opportunity to grapple with the great issues of our day, which, as it happened, boiled down to only two. One was sex, Miss Farmer, our social studies teacher, and one of the great cosmic ironies of our time. The Board of Education had hired her to mold and develop our formative young minds. Well, wait a minute. If it boiled down to two, what's the other one? If the one in sex, what's the other one? The teacher? Social studies? Kevin! Oh my goodness. I don't like that quote. Alright guys, let's jump into this episode. I'm sure it's going to be a rip-roaring, funny good time. Because any time Kevin gets in over his head on something is always a fun time. And a learning lesson, too. One thing I gotta say for Season 6, I'm not a fan of the opening. It's just an instrumental version of the Wonder Years song. Now all of a sudden I can't think of it. A Little Help from My Friends, I'm sorry. And it's just got the actors, you know, names at the bottom of the screen with footage from the 70s. It's like, I don't know. I would have liked it better with just having, you know, their pictures like before. But then again, it's the last season. Oh, okay. The quote I had read apparently was not the quote of the beginning quote. Because he's talking about, this is Kevin's junior year of high school. So this is early season 6. Oh, never mind. I guess it was. Okay. It was the quote I read was from the beginning because I'm hearing it now. The haircuts in this are so, on the guys, are so weird. Like, you have some that are typical long hair, you know, hippie types. Then you get this kid that looks like he's straight from the 90s. Because this was 1992 when this aired. And probably when it was filmed. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this kid. Such a 90s looking haircut. Not parted down the middle, but it's still short on the sides and long on the top. It just is. Let me just say, he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio as Luke Brower from Season 7 of Growing Pains. Which, if you guys haven't listened lately, I have been talking occasionally about the next podcast that's going to be taking place after the Wonder Years is over at the end of this year. Growing Pains is going to be the next podcast that I do. Wow, this teacher is... She's a young teacher, dressing like a young teacher. She's got a really, like, soft angora, like, sweater type that's nice blue color that matches her skirt that goes just below her vagina. Very short skirt. I don't care if it's 1972. Come on, they're high school kids. Lady, you're not Mary Kay Letourneau. And she's not. She's not Mary Kay Letourneau. But still, come on. Dress a little. You don't gotta dress like a frumpy old school marm, but come on, just dress a little bit more appropriate. This teacher looks like she is fresh out of college. Like, what was her name? Miss Haycock from season 3's, all of a sudden I can't remember that episode. Oh my goodness. But this lady isn't naive. At least from where I can see so far. So she asks the question, who can name 3 African republics? I can tell you right now, I surely cannot. And apparently none of those kids can either. So Kevin lets us know that the Board of Education decided to hire this lady. You know, she's young. Maybe, you know, being closer in age to the kids. Because the kids are all probably what? 16, 17 by this time. So they think maybe she can get through to the kids, help mold and shape their minds. Well, I can tell you right now that short skirt, how is she not going to get talked to by the superintendent or somebody? DiPerno would be on her butt, seriously, like yelling at her, you can't wear that. Because we all know that DiPerna's a major stick in the ass. But he's not there anymore. He goes to RFK. And Kevin's at McKinley. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I'll stop harping on this woman. And I mean, she's a nice lady and stuff. It's just school-appropriate attire, please. So she asks a boy, Dominic, to come up and show her where Liberia is. He goes to point it out, and she's, oh, perhaps you can come up and show us. And he can't. He's clearly got an erection. Oh, my God. Teenage boys. I guess they can't stop them. The erections are a unstoppable force. They happen at will, I guess. Or whenever. Whenever they feel like it. They got a mind of their own. So, he pretty much is like, my foot's asleep. No, that's not the reason. We all know the reason. So, sex and economics. Economics is the second one, as we see Kevin paying $3.69 for a full tank of gas. Hey, Kev, do you want to pay $25 for a full tank of gas? Because that's what I just paid. Because gas is over $3 a gallon. Ha! And apparently Kevin is still living off of Daddy Jack's allowance, because. You'd think after he got that one job at the mall, the Burger Shack or whatever, that he quit after a month, he would have found something else. I mean, you've obviously got a taste for your own money. Why do you need to be constantly relying on your dad to give you an allowance? Alright, well, we got Ricky Hasenbach is back. We have Randy's still hanging out. Myrtle Turtle Glasses Boy is nowhere to be seen, thank you, Lord, because I don't like him. Oh, yeah, this is back in the day when they had service stations where they would pump the gas for you. I'm happy that I can pump my own gas. I don't need to interact with another person when it comes to that. Well, I notice Randy's hand is like, is he holding a burger or something? And then I see Ricky. He's also holding a burger or a chili dog or something. Kevin finds out he's like 50 cents short, 49 cents short. And he turns to Randy and Ricky like, hey, you guys got 50 cents on you? And they're like, nope, tapped, sorry, nope. What's going to happen now? If he doesn't have the 50 cents, what are they going to do, siphon the gas out of his tank? Oh, okay. So Kevin brings up the Chinese job. So, Chinese takeout job he's got. So, okay, he does have that job. When did he start that, though? Because the next episode I want to do is Kevin Delivers, but I wouldn't mind finding out when he started that job. I know it was before the Christmas episode, so I'm going to have to research that. Maybe it was late season 5, maybe? I'll have to check that out. So, Randy's like, you know what? I paid last week. When Kevin's like, seriously, between the two of you, you don't got half a buck? Randy's like, hey, I paid for gas last week. And Kevin's, like, looking around in his glove compartment, and he pulls out, I thought he had it. Turns out it's a potato chip. And the guy's like, this is a potato chip. And Kevin's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. So, sorry. And the guy's like, get out of, just get out of here, kid. Oh, my God. Kevin's car has Chong's Chinese on it. Yeah, I have no idea when he got that job. He must have gotten it off screen and all of a sudden he's working there. Because, anyway, Chong's Chinese, the dragon, is written on the side of Kevin's car. You know, nowadays they usually just have that little box thing that, like, pizza and stuff like that they put on the vehicle. Alright, so, I mean, this is season 6. Kevin and Winnie are actually together. Finally. So, while I'm currently doing season 4, I cannot talk today. I just got up, like, 45 minutes ago. In season 5, where I'm at, we haven't gotten back to Winnie yet. Double date is coming up, so we finally get to get back to that. I'm excited. I don't remember that episode, but I think that's where Kevin and Winnie finally realize their feelings for each other are very strong, and they get back together. So I'm looking forward to that. It's like, we've had enough of this, like, them being separated. Let's bring them together. And here we get to see that. I miss my Kevin Winnie time. I'm going to play this clip while they're hanging out in the car, parked on some desolate makeout point.
What's that sound?
Not to mention my love life.
What sound?
That one.
Notice again. It's my stomach. It's growling.
Oh. Not to mention my girlfriend's digestive tract.
I thought you said you were taking me out to dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, I'm really hungry. Can't we just get something?
Well, I think eating out is overrated. Yeah, you know, the service is always slow. Plus, the food is never that good. You know, I read somewhere that anything you eat after 9 o'clock goes right to your hips. Didn't you read that?
I'd like to go home now.
Right. Fact. This cash flow thing was beginning to cloud my judgment.
So, Winnie's stomach is growling, and she's like, I thought you were going to take me out to eat. And of course, Kevin being, he has no money, even though he's got a job he works 2 days a week at, he's like, oh, he starts saying how, oh, eating out is so overrated. I mean, the service is slow, the food is, you know, not that great, and anything you eat after 9 o'clock goes straight to your hips. Of course, that's a wrong thing to say to your girlfriend. It's basically saying, hey, you're fat or something. Like, oh, you shouldn't eat because you're gonna gain weight or something. And of course, Winnie is absolutely hurt and disgusted. She's like, okay, you know what? I just want to go home right now. It's like, at least at home, I know I can find some food because I'm hungry. Because you promised me we would go out to eat instead of sitting here discussing how bad the fast food industry is and eating out and everything like that. Oh my goodness. Kevin, you're a terrible date. Maybe Winnie should reconsider her relationship with you. I'm kidding, guys. So Kevin decides to do something about it when I think he sees a flyer for painting a house. Hold on. In the school hallway, there is a bulletin board that says jobs. So I'm going to read some of these jobs. All right, let's see what we got here. Yard work available. Call Nan Weekends. Must have car. Babysitter available. call Susie. There's a phone number there. Car for sale. So it's not just jobs. It looks like also other things. You know, car for sale. It says hot on there. Construction work. Summer work. Basically, you know, basically a lot of yard work. Oh, pizza delivery person needed. Okay. Tutor. There is something about fence work. Dirty, done, cheap. Okay, I don't know what that means. M's Market. So, probably also businesses that are looking for, you know, high school kids to hire them to work for them. Oh, it says Al's Market needs bag boy. Apply in person. Dog walker wanted. Afternoons, call Julie. Well, he's got a dog. He can walk dogs. I don't know how much it would pay. So, just as he's about ready to give up, he doesn't see any real options there to earn some extra money. Miss Farmer comes up, and she puts something there. It says, students wanted for painting project, and it lists her address, 123 Dixon Street, after school. So, notice how it says painting project. It doesn't say painting a house. It doesn't say painting a fence. Doesn't say painting a mural. So I'm going to play this clip between him and Miss Farmer as he's got the ad in his hand. He didn't just leave it there. He's like, oh, I'm going to take this so I'm the only one that gets this job.
Kevin, hi.
Hi. I came about the job.
Well, gee, you certainly got here fast.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right on the way. Besides, you know what they say? The early worm gets the bird. Anyway, here I am.
Well, good. Why don't you come on in and make me some lemonade?
And the formalities out of the way, negotiations began.
Sugar? Hmm? For your lemonade?
No. Yeah.
So, don't you even want to know what the job is?
Well, it's, painting, right? I mean, I've done lots of painting all over the place.
Two storm windows for Dad and Wayne's forehead when I was six. But who was counting?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I should have it done professionally.
But at that moment, I'd have killed to keep professionals from her house.
Hey, why hire them when you got me?
Babe.
Well, if you really think you can.
Of course I can. So, what would I be painting?
The house.
The house? The whole house?
No, just the outside. Thing is, I don't have much money.
And of course, right then, I should have known I was in over my head. I should have known. I should have known. But...
how does $500 sound?
And that's when it happened. Right then, right there, two great forces of nature converged. Beauty and cash.
Of course you would take care of the supplies. Can you start this weekend?
Well, painting.
So here's a teacher that, you know, she's probably got to be early 20s. She lives in this house, either that or she's renting. Well, she's clearly... must have bought... So, basically, she wants Kevin to paint her house. And she does kind of say, you know, maybe I should have it professionally. You should have it professionally done. He's a teenager. He's really never done this before. He's lying through his teeth. The fact that he's, oh, hi, painted lots of things. Really? I'm sure you have not. It's like, especially, I mean, spoiler alert, she's going to end up selling the house at the end of the episode. So, yeah, you want it professionally done. And then she's like, well, I don't have much money. And she pulls from this cookie jar or something. She's like, how does $500 sound? And Kevin's like, yeah, I can do that. I can paint the house. $500, no problem. Oh my god, $500? But of course, out of that 500, he's going to have to get the supplies he needs. So, yeah. We'll see how far that $500 tries to stretch. So back at home, he's sitting on the couch with Dad, and Jack's like, what do you know about painting a house? And here's Kevin's answer. Dad, it's a house. What's to know? You paint it. Like, there's more to it than that, Kev. A lot more. So Jack kind of starts grilling him, like, all right, what kind of paint you using? Latex or enamel? It's like, Kevin doesn't know that. He probably didn't even know there are two kinds of paint. So I'm going to play this clip. Jack clearly is going to say, you are not going to be able to paint this house successfully. I'll tell you that right now. Jack would be better off painting this house, because he'd probably know what he's doing.
What do you know about paint?
Dad, what's to know? I mean, there's a house, and you paint it.
Seems simple enough to me.
What kind of paint you use, latex or enamel?
Blue.
You know what supplies to buy?
Well,
you have a crew to work with?
Geez, what was this, trade school?
Yeah, I got a couple of guys. In mind.
Well, just make sure you know what you're doing. Painting's hard enough even when you're good at it.
And there you had it. The unflagging support of hearth and home.
Better hope it's one of those paint-by-number houses.
Shut up, butthead.
After all, if there was one thing I didn't need, it was my family bringing me down.
So Jack's still, he's asking questions like, hey, do you have a crew and everything like that? Kevin's like, oh, I got a couple guys. It's like, you have not thought this through at all. Oh my god. Oh, and as Kevin gets up frustrated and walks away, Wayne's at the dining room table setting up his lava lamp. So, of course, Kevin's not going to get any support from his dad or the rest of his family. I don't even see Norma there. She's probably in the kitchen doing dishes or something. And even Ricky and Randy, his buds, are like, are you kidding, right? You're serious about this? Painting a house? Do you know anything about painting a house? And even Ricky's like, painting a house? That sounds like a lot of work. And Kevin's like, I thought you guys needed the money. If you're going to get those two duh heads to paint a house, that woman's going to want her $500 back, guy. So Randy's like, all right, how much you paying? And Kevin's like, $20 per person? And they just laugh at his face. Are you kidding me? Painting a house for $20? They're not going to do that. You have $500. You got to get supplies and all that. You'll be lucky if you have enough to pay anybody to paint that house. Because they ain't not going to do it for free. Friends or not, you don't... For a job like that, you want to get paid something. All right, Seth Green is in this episode. Kevin's like, well, apparently Randy and Ricky ain't going to work. So let's find some other... Is he in detention or homeroom? Where is he? It's got to be like some form of homeroom or something. So Kevin's looking at Jimmy Donnelly and Eddie Horvath. Who's Eddie Horvath? What is that hanging from his nose? It's not snot. What is that? These are your guys, Kev. These are your crew, your painting crew. Oh my god. Oh my god. Miss Farmer, go with professionals. Get that money back from Kevin. He doesn't know what he's doing. Hell, I would have went with Ricky and Randy. You're going with a couple people that you know nothing about them. And a boy named Joey Spinoza. Where is he finding these people? So I'm going to play this clip as Kevin, apparently, he says, I found my crew. No, you haven't.
Somehow, I knew I'd found my crew.
So guys, want to make a few dollars?
Bingo.
Dollars.
And so with that, my team was complete. Sure, maybe they weren't much on experience, but they had their good points. They worked hard. They worked fast. Most of all, they worked cheap.
So on. I said a few dollars. Exactly how few were you talking about? But I'm not sure. You know, I got a
buy supplies, and then there's overhead, ballpark figure. 20. 4. 95. 30. 30?
So this guy wanted to play hardball, huh?
Sorry, 26 is my limit. 28. That's as low as I go. 27. I'll go talk to my boys.
Game, set, match, Arnold. At 80-some bucks for labor plus materials, I'd have enough left from the 500 to qualify as a small fortune.
Okay, 142 for the paint. That's 28 for the brushes. 35 for the rollers, and 16 bucks for the top.
A very small fortune.
142 for the paint? How'd you get that?
I added it. You got a grand total of 258.88.
Okay. When?
It was kind of like watching my wallet bleed to death. Still, at least now, maybe the hemorrhage was complete.
Plus tax.
Alright, let's go over some of those prices again. Good golly, is that how much that shit would cost today? $142 for paint. I think he gets, what, a couple gallons of it? What kind of paint is he using? $28 for brushes. What kind of brushes did he get? Silk ones? Do they have silk bristles? $35 for the rollers. Okay, that is a bunch of garbage. I know that I got rollers for a lot less than that. You can buy a package at Home Depot for like maybe under 10 bucks. What hardware store did he go to? It surely was not a Home Depot. It was not a True Value. It was your mom and pop place that charges a lot of money for just shopping in their store. $16 for a tarp. Oh my god. Okay, so grand total comes out to about $250 plus, you know, tax and all that crap. He settled with the boys, his crew, on $27 per head. So let's round that out to 30. That's about $90 there plus $250. So that's 40, like over $300+. So he's going to have probably less than 200 left over at the end. Oh my god. But Kev, you're painting a whole house. You're telling me that paint you bought is going to last? Like, you're going to need more supplies. I don't think 500 was enough. If she had went with someone who was professional, don't you think that probably would have cost more than $500? Because you're not only just paying for the crew, the service, you're paying for all the supplies. Well, unless the supplies would be come in with the price. Whoa. Kevin, you should have went to another. You should have at least, yeah, he should have at least price matched a bit and just kind of went to other stores to see the prices. Because that's ridiculous. That's 1972, or 71, or whatever. We're in 2018. You go to a Home Depot, I can guarantee you're not going to find brushes for $28. So this is a white house. So what color? He said something to his dad about blue? A couple of the guys are in painter's overalls, so all set to go. It's like, yeah, wear your grimy stuff because it is going to get grody. You're going to get paint all over your clothes. So anything you don't care about, wear and you can probably throw it away. I don't think that paint, because when I stained the deck, I was wearing my heavier type pants, and they still to this day after many washes still have deck stain on it. Which, let me tell you, staining that deck, I've done that now twice in the last 2 or 3 years, which technically only have to do it once, The deck looks like crap. All that stain, and I use Thompson's. That's a well-known brand. And that deck looks like I never touched it. You might see remnants of the stain, but, I mean, I'm not doing... I said to Jeremy, I'm not doing this ever again. This is ridiculous. That deck, as far as I'm concerned, should be, like, ripped out and redone. But then again, that's not a big concern right now, so... Oh, so Seth Green's character is like, wait. You never said anything about this house being two stories. Oh, she's got a white picket fence, too. Cute. Yeah, how much paint did they bring with them? I thought I saw Kevin grab, like, at least 2 gallons of paint. Or 2 paint cans, or whatever. So, because they have, attic windows, you know, Seth Green's character is like, oh, it's a two-story house. My price went up to $50. And Kevin's like, 50? We agreed on 26 or 27. And Seth Green's like, no, 50. Up front and in cash. Kevin, you didn't even know who you were dealing with when you agreed to. These guys will probably break your legs. They look aggressive. And all three boys got their hands out like, give me money, Kevin. Give me money, Kevin. So, Kevin's, like, standing his ground, like, no way, we had a deal, and a deal's a deal, as Miss Farmer comes out of her house. She's got really long legs. She's wearing shorts, she's got a nice, pretty top. Very nice-looking lady. So, Miss Farmer goes inside her house, and Seth Green's character's like, alright, Arnold, we got a deal, and Kevin pulls out his wallet. Here you go, here's your 50. That's $150. These kids are going to just screw off. They're not going to take it seriously, of course. I mean, they're teenagers. I mean, not all teenagers are like this. I'm not saying they are, but... So, Seth Green gives money to the other guys, looks at them, says, alright, boys, break time. Like, excuse me, you haven't even started. Oh my god, Kevin, these guys are idiots. Ricky and Randy would have been the best way to go. Because Kevin could have handled them. Unlike these guys, he knows nothing about them. They're going to take him for his money, which they've done, and now they're going on break. Kevin, you're going to be painting that house yourself. All right, we're getting a taking care of business montage as we got the tarp spread out. We got a lot of, like, they got a lot of paint there. It says best quality paint. Yeah, I bet it is. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 things of paint. Don't they have, maybe not in 72, but they got, like, one of those things with a hose attached, like, the sprayer to, like, spray the paint onto the house? I mean, I don't think that thing was invented in 72, but wouldn't that make the job quicker? Oh, yeah, these guys have never painted a house in their life. I mean, granted, I haven't either, but you would put some type of tape around the windowsill area so you're not hitting the... Wait, did they do that? I don't think they did that. Yeah, they didn't do that. And the thing is, they're all gathered around one section of the house. There's 4 of them. Each take one section of the house. Like, one takes the front, one takes the side, one takes the other side, one takes the back. I see the blues. It's pretty. God. But one guy is painting his shoe. He's just chilling beneath the ladder, just painting his shoe like a dum-dum. And they're all painting the same area. I don't know. I still think it'd go faster if they each took a section of the house. Like, maybe 2 in the front, 2 in the back, and then they can switch, and then a couple people do the sides. The sides would be the fastest way to go, and then, I don't know. But Kevin's now getting on their case. It's like, can't you guys go any faster? I'm sure there was a deadline on that house. So Kevin's like, hey, Donnelly, take that top window up there. And of course, Donnelly's like, you know, Seth Green's character is like, oh, I'm afraid of heights. Yeah, I'm sure you are not. This dum-dum on the top of the ladder just knocked over a whole can of paint. He made a stick figure of some chick with boobs. Of course, he's painting over it, but still. Oh, my God. These guys are morons. So, because that guy tipped over that blue paint, he's like, looks like we're going to need some more paint. So Kevin's now got to go ask Miss Farmer for another 100 for paint. Oh my god. And Miss Farmer is just chilling in a lawn chair, just flipping through a magazine. So he tells her, hey, turns out this is going to cost a little more than I thought. She's like, oh, you should have told me. Just come to me. You know, I got money here. And she pulls it out of her apron. Like, a bunch of 20s. Like, whoa. She gives him an extra $10, but he needs paint. Oh, man. Kev, you should not have done this. And she should, like I said, she should have went with the professional. So now he's back in that dang store. That guy's, like, overcharging like crazy. He's got paint. He's got paint removal. Pans and brushes. Oh, my God. I can only imagine it's going to be another $200, $300. And he's got to add a ladder in there. $41? That sounds a bit reasonable than all the crap that he had bought that cost $250. He must have bought a lot of paint in the last episode. I only saw two cans, but he bought more than that. So, okay, I get it now. Alright. Maybe a smidge more reasonable. So, $41 on the nose. And, of course, he's like, oh, plus there's tax. I'm like, then add it into the total! Don't tell him one amount and say, oh, plus tax, we'll add it in. And then give him the total. This guy is ripping Kevin off. He's taking too much glee in getting Kevin's money. So Kevin's attacking the second story of the house. He's got this really nice stainless steel ladder. And he's just using a simple brush. That is going to take a lifetime. Isn't there a faster way to do that? Now these three boys are a bunch of perverts. As they're looking in her window. Kevin, you gotta get on that. Those boys are creepers. They're gonna get you in trouble. And Kevin's like, hey, do you think we could get a little painting done? And Donnelly's like, hey, relax, Arnold. We're on a break. You've had enough breaks, Donnelly. You have had more than enough, okay? You need to be painting. That is your job. That is what he paid you $50. Each of you, $50 for. Kevin's had enough. He's like, screw this. He's gonna fire him, fire him. Just do the work yourself. It'll be a lot better.
I was fed up with these jokers. I've been pushed to my limit.
You guys took a break 20 minutes ago. It's time to get some work done now.
And maybe that's when it hit me. The horrible truth.
Whoa.
I was letting this poor school teacher's house be painted by a bunch of perverts.
And I can't believe you. I am really, really surprised. Donnelly, Spinoza, Corbett. I hired you. And from the first day, all you've been doing is gold bricking and daydreaming. And from now on, there's going to be no more breaks and no daydreaming. Do I make myself clear? Now, you're going to take pride in your work. And you're going to paint. And you're not going to stop painting until this job is finished.
There. It was a summons to arms. An appeal to old-fashioned, red-blooded ethics that called for only one reply.
Quit.
See ya.
What do you mean you quit? You can't just quit. I already paid you. I paid for those overalls. And those gloves.
But suddenly, I was on my own.
So Kevin, before he can even fire them, Donnelly's like, oh, you know what? We quit. Because Kevin's like, you know what? That's it. No more breaks. No more daydreaming. You're going to paint. You're going to take pride in what you're doing. And of course, it's like, yeah, of course they're going to quit. Those guys are the biggest jokers in the world. They don't take a thing seriously. So, I mean, and Kevin's surprised. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I paid you up front. You shouldn't have done that. You should have just let them walk away. There she is! There's our Norma. It's dinner time at the Arnold house, I think. She's probably going to ask, you know, how the whole painting job is, and maybe you ought to ask your dad to come and help you, because he at least would be able to help.
Kevin, honey, are you alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, there's paint in my potatoes. Shut up, butthead.
That night I was in no mood for jokes or potatoes.
You sure you're not working too hard?
Yeah. Mom, I told you I'm fine. Really.
Besides, it's my job.
I know. But you look exhausted. Honey, no one would blame you if you quit.
They wouldn't.
And there it was. Peace with honor. Just in my grasp.
Quit? He's not gonna quit.
Whoops.
You know, Kevin, at first I had my doubts. Seeing how hard you've been working. I gotta say, I'm impressed, son.
And I guess that's when I realized. Looking into my father's eyes, seeing his admiration, his trust, his total misreading of the situation, I knew there was only one thing to do.
So Norma comments on Kevin, you know, he just looks really out of it and tired. Wayne's complaining that there's paint in his potatoes. I don't know how that's possible. And Norma even says, you know, honey, no one would blame you if you quit. And Kevin's got his fork up that's got one little baked bean on it. He's like, oh, really? Basically, I think at this point, Kevin was kind of looking for an out. But Jack, of course, looks at Norma and's like, quit. He's not going to quit. And then he tells Kevin, you know, I'm impressed. You know, I thought you couldn't handle it, but you surprised me. He's like, I'm proud of you, son. I'm impressed. And that kind of gave Kevin the extra kind of willpower to just power through it and just keep at it and get this done. So he's at her house in the evening, and I think he's just going to paint throughout the night to get the job done. That's dedication right there. I mean, those flakes flaked off, but Kevin's like, I'm going to finish this job. I made a promise. I took that money. I got the supplies. I'm doing this. It's done. Oh, I guess he's not going to paint her house. He just went in to kind of talk to her and everything. And Kevin then notices the man dressed in the leisure suit, polyester and all that stuff with the gold chain. I've seen that guy in stuff. I'm going to look his name up because I know I've seen that man in something. And the man I'm referring to is Mr. Kaplan, who just bought her house. I don't think Kevin even knew that her house was for sale. There was no for sale sign in that yard that I could see unless we just overlooked it. Yeah, I looked the guy up. I thought, you know, he was someone that I would know from something. And some of the movies I'd seen, but I don't know. I can't get a clear picture in my head. So Kevin's surprised at this, that she sold the house, and she's like, oh, I'm just moving to an apartment, you know, across town and everything like that. And then she says, you know, when I first bought this house, how could she afford that house? How long has she been teaching? She looks like she's fresh out of college. Anyway, she says, you know, when I first bought this house, I just imagined myself, you know, getting married and having children and everything, and just, I think she should have went the apartment then house, you know, route, because, I mean, to buy a whole house just for one person, however you want to go about it, you don't necessarily have to go the apartment house route, but that's just, it's a lot of upkeep for one person. And she kind of starts in on the neighborhood, you know, the neighbor, the mailman, just seems like they just, you know, see a single lady there, they want to try to take advantage of her and this and that. It's like, yeah, she probably just wants to get out of the neighborhood, too. And Mr. Kaplan here is just looking really uncomfortable. This guy looks like a sleazeball! You know, he's got a leisure suit with a polyester, you know, the open collar with the, he's wearing a gold chain. If this guy was taking advantage of her, I'd be not happy, but I don't think he is. So Kevin's like, oh, I guess you don't want me to finish painting your house then. And she's like, Kevin, of course I do. Yeah, but if Mr. Kaplan just bought that house, wouldn't he kind of like, oh, you don't need to do that anymore. I'm kind of going to do my own thing. So Kevin goes to Mr. Kaplan, since that was going to be his house, like, oh, Mr. Kaplan, this painting job's really expensive. We're going to need a little extra money. My guess is he's going to say, don't bother with the painting. I got my own thing planned. Or I'm going to have professionals come in and do it. So Mr. Kaplan's like, don't look at me, kid. I just paid $55,000 for a $40,000 house. So we see Kevin in class, and he says, I saw Miss Farmer every day, you know, in class and everything, but it wasn't the same. It just goes, well, no, because outside of class, you have a different relationship, whereas, you know, you're being, you know, paid to paint her house and everything, so it's more of a business relationship. In a way, it's like she's not just your teacher. So now we see Kevin kind of painting the, just the gutters, I think. Is this supposed to be fall? Because it looks like I'm seeing some falling leaves. And Kevin is wearing a sweatshirt. He must have just started junior year then. So we get a timestamp. It is November. Alright. I thought I saw falling leaves. Alright, so Mr. Kaplan is telling Kevin... Oh, you missed a spot there. I love that blue color with the white. It is so pretty. It took Kevin 6 weeks to finish painting the house. Well, if you think about it, with all the crap that the other boys were just screwing off... Yeah, I can imagine it would take him 6 weeks to paint that whole house. So it cost Kevin $214 of his own money. So not the $500 that she had originally given him. Oh my god. Well, he does have that job. So, the Chinese takeout job. So, that's probably where that his paycheck was probably going to paint that house. And then in the spring, Mr. Kaplan undid all of that by putting up aluminum siding. Oh, all that hard work down the drain for aluminum siding. Ew. I gotta hand it to Kevin, honestly, that the fact that, you know, he went back there, it's like, a deal's a deal, I'm finishing this house and everything. It took him 6 weeks, so that's a month and a half, but he did it. You know, hard work and determination. You know, you say you're going to do something, someone gives you the money, you finish that job. That is the end of the episode. As far as for the Flower Power episode rating, I'm going to give this one... Let's see. I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5. I liked seeing Winnie. That was really cute. And we finally got to see her. I liked Kevin standing his ground. Well, he did until they kind of shystered him out of more money, those three dweebs. Crooks, whatever you want to call them. Let's see what else. Oh, I liked his dad saying how impressed he was and everything like that. And just Kevin's hard work and determination to finish that house was awesome. I didn't like the Seth Green character and those goons. I didn't like them. They were jerks. Kevin, next time interview your prospects for a job. Don't just assume, oh, this will be easy money. They'll take next to nothing to help me out. No, they won't. You didn't even know those boys. I'd rather be working with people I know versus complete strangers when it comes to that kind of stuff. As far as Wonderling Words of Wisdom, just... Wonderling Words of Wisdom, how about this? If you're going to paint a house and everything and someone gives you money ahead of time, how about go to more than one hardware store? Kind of, like, price match some stuff so you make sure you're getting the best deals on everything. Or even just say, okay, before you give me the money, let me go and run a tally of everything I'm going to need and the cost, and then I'll let you know how much that is, and then you can give me the money. Because, I mean, the fact that Kevin had to pay out of his own hard-earned money, not the money she gave him, but his own, is ridiculous. He did not handle that well, but I like that he finished the job, that there's dedication. Alright, so we've come to the fourth and final episode of the Wonder Years Jobs Edition, Season 6, Episode 8, Kevin Delivers, which aired on November 25th, 1992. That is what we're going to be doing next. Kevin tries to make his date with Winnie while dealing with the pressures of his Chinese takeout job. We all know about the troubles of having a job and trying to balance a relationship, trying to have a life outside of work. Doesn't always match up. And it's frustrating. It is downright frustrating when you can't go to a family get-together or something because you have to be at your job, which sucks. So, or just, you know, hanging out with friends or, you know, your significant other, your job gets in the way. Them's the breaks. Alright, so that's the episode I will be doing next week. Alright. Have a great day, everybody.